Looks like you're back for more. If you keep up with my blog, you no doubt read about the neighbor that I tricked into bondage. He really didn't think I was serious, but he should have known by all of the bondage equipment in my basement that I was. Once I had him in chastity and all tied up to my bed, that's when the real fun began. I climbed up onto the bed with him and straddled his face. That's when he said, "How are you going to touch my dick with this contraption on it?" And that's when I lowered myself onto his tongue and simply said, "I'm not. At least, not yet. If you do as I instruct you to, and I am pleased, you might be allowed to orgasm. You need to learn to think of your lover's pleasure before even considering your own." At first, I only let him barely have a taste of my pussy. He had to stretch to reach me. I wanted him to learn what it meant to be patient. I know he wanted to please me, since it was his only hope of having an orgasm. I surely was not going to make that easy for him. No, he was going to have to work for it. Eventually, I fully lowered myself. This is Empress Alexis of SensualFoamMistress.com. And if you enjoyed this audio snippet, check out the rest of the story by visiting my homepage at SensualFoamMistress.com.